Next, we're going to remember former Texas Congressman Charlie Wilson. He was a towering figure, both in physical stature and in the power he wielded on Capitol Hill. In the 1980s, he used his power to heavily arm the rebels in Afghanistan as they battled the Soviet Union. This week, the former congressman had trouble breathing, was taken to a hospital, and died at age 76. Wilson's life inspired a best-selling book and movie, and as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, the folks back home in Texas remember him for a lot more.
He was known as Good Time Charlie and the liberal from Lufkin. Charlie Wilson had leading man looks, a devastating sense of humor, and a well-earned reputation for partying as hard as he worked. A divorcee, women loved him, and Wilson loved them back. Congressman Ralph Hall knew Wilson from the time when they were starting out in the Texas Senate in the 1960s.
To drink in the evening and dance up till midnight and then get up and work as hard as he did, he had something that others lacked because he was always bright-eyed the next morning, ready to go. I never did really see how he did it.
Wilson was a unique Texas politician. His constituents were rural East Texas Bible Belt, but everyone loved their congressman. Everyone called him Charlie, not Congressman Wilson. He did not want to be above them. He was with them. A graduate of the Naval Academy, he represented the best of a certain kind of East Texas. Smart, down-to-earth, dogged. Ralph Hall says that while Wilson might have been known as Good Time Charlie, nobody on Capitol Hill ever thought of calling him Lightweight Charlie.
He had a way of knocking your guard completely down if you were debating him on the floor or in a committee or just in a discussion. He could go before those committees and make them know that what he was talking about was real and that he could deliver the huge appropriations that they made for him.
After the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in 1980, Wilson began to work to funnel billions of dollars in arms shipments to Afghan resistance fighters. For Wilson, it was simple. The Russians were our enemy, and if the Islamic fundamentalists had the courage to fight them, then he was going to help them. He was a master manipulator of congressional procedures and used his talents prodigiously. Tom Hanks played the congressman in Charlie Wilson's war.
There was actually one very particular weekend when Charlie discovered that there was something like $300 million left over in the naval budget for the year. And from Friday to Sunday night, he worked on doling out $5 million to a guy in Hong Kong, $10 million to a program in Nepal, another $40 million to a program here. And they just went and made sure that it was all spoken for in the actual naval budget, but in fact, it was all going in order to provide arms and I guess, mules to the Afghans. And that's it.
Plane loads of Stinger missiles beginning in 1986 began to turn the tide against the Russians. By 1989, it was over in Afghanistan, at least for the Soviet Union. But it was never easy getting Wilson reelected in the heart of the Bible Belt. TV advertising man Mark McKinnon, who worked for Wilson, recalls how nearly every campaign they had to cope with some embarrassing revelation about Wilson's after-hours activities. The problem was Wilson wasn't ever really embarrassed. At the beginning of one contest, Wilson called his strategists into his office.
We sat down and he said, boys, I know we've had a lot of issues in past campaigns that were difficult to deal with, but I want to reassure you this time it's going to be easier because I've settled down, met a good Christian woman. She sings in the church choir, doesn't drink a lick. I love her, and we're planning on getting married just as soon as she graduates from high school.
Wilson was just having a bit of fun with his poor, beleaguered campaign staff. But Charlie Wilson's tryst with a stunningly beautiful Russian model was no joke. The two were seen together everywhere in Washington. When Wilson announced they were getting married, politicians on both sides of the aisle were aghast. The congressman from East Texas knew more about American military spending and the CIA than practically any man alive. What in the world was Charlie whispering to her under the covers? He was called before a congressional committee and ordered to explain. Wilson told them to relax, saying, "The only secret I'm giving her is Victoria's secret." It was an answer they could all believe. Nevertheless, Good Time Charlie broke it off with the Soviet model not long after. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.